I think on Vav Amud Aleph. Are we on Vav Amud
Aleph? We are on Vav Amud Aleph.
Yeah. Okay, so I have a header, Vim Tarmu. And this header really threw me off yesterday. I couldn't think straight. So, but today I have it down pat. I have the header Vim Tarmu, Ein Trumas, and Truma. You don't have that, right? You just have Aldaiti de Chizkiya. Mamish, the two lines before the Mishnah.
No, actually, we have Vim Tarmu, Trumas, and Truma.
Oh, you do have that? Oh. Well, that header threw me off because it's bad. It gives you the impression that this line is going back to the Mishnah. It's not really going back to the Mishnah. It's going back to the sugi immediately before. The sugi immediately before said, you're not allowed lo mi peir shevir shlish peir shaloi vir shlish. You see that? The line immediately before that? Kini masni, so this is what the Mishnah means to say. Lo mi peir shevir shlish peir shaloi vir shlish. You can't be torim from fruit which is not a third grown on fruit which is a third grown and vice versa. Now, the question is, does everybody hold of that? That if you took from unripe fruit and Meiser gave Trumas of Meisers on ripe fruit or vice versa from ripe fruit on fruit which is unripe, does it work, does it not work according to everybody or just according to certain shitas? So on that the Gemara says, Aldaiti the Chizkiya, concerning according to Chizkiya's opinion, Divrei Hakol. Everybody agrees that no matter what fruit it is, if you had to take Meiser from something which is not a third grown on something which is a third grown, it doesn't work, period. Nothing to talk about. Aldaiti Rabbi Yochanan, according to Rabbi Yochanan, however, it's a machlokas. Rabbi Yochanan had said previously that only by olives. This is at the top. If you take a look at the bottom of Hamad Aleph. The bottom of Hamad Aleph, the last line of Hamad Aleph. So Rabbi Yochanan says, right before Rabbi Yochanan. Chizki Amar, Amar Lomru Elazesi Malashemen Vanovi Malayain. Oshar Dvorim Lo. That everybody agrees that by all of the commodities besides wine, and besides wine and olive oil, so everybody agrees that in that case,
you cannot do the.
You can. No, you can. In other words, it's only olive oil only olives on olive oil, or grapes on wine that you can't do. Because the olives or the grapes are lo nigmar melachton, they're not fully processed, whereas the wine and the oil are fully processed. And that we said that there's a machlokas based on Beishamai, and Beisil says you're not allowed to do it. Beishamai says behavior works, but Beisil says you can't do it. But by everything else, it does work. By everything else, it does work, right? So according to every. Just a minute. Everything else doesn't work, it should be. Like you were saying, not like I'm saying. No. It should work with the Evan.
Since even a place where you're writing Suba, after you cost me Suba, you give a Shaiva. When the Shmuel calls me Shaiva, Shmuel says you write Shaiva. When I'm on the beginning of the Shaiva, you make my Shmuel. So last year, I said,
one
second. I have time to develop a Suba. So what's the reason that you get some Suba? She's not going.
See, all right, there's a problem here. The problem is that. problem is it doesn't work out properly according to the cheshbon. Look at our Mishnah for a minute. Look at that halacha gimel for a minute. Halacha gimel, it says, "Ein tor min alekem yishuchan peyom min hefker v'lo min ma'at zri shishnit lo chumoso v'lo min ma'at zri shen vektor shniftu v'lo min hachayev abtor v'lo min pata lachayev v'lo min atosh v'mukhubar lo min mukhubar atosh v'lo min chosh yosh v'lo yosh v'chosh v'lo yperes horetz al chutz loretz v'lo yperes chutz loretz al peres horetz v'im tormu ein trumos on truma." Now here it sounds like even b'diyevet the truma doesn't work. Okay? It doesn't work at all. That's what our Mishnah is saying. Yet, when here, that's not going to work out. Let's go to our Gemara now. Adaiti the Chizkia, right before the Halacha Dalet, Adaiti the Chizkia Divrei HaKol. According to Chizkia, our Mishnah is universal. The thing is, and it's not so simple that it's universal. Meaning that, what I mean to say by that is that when it says im tormu ein trumas on truma, so that would only be talking about a case where it's olive oil or wine. But no, it's not going to work out. See, your header is different than this, and I don't know where your header comes from. Your header is im tormu trumas on truma, right? Yeah, my header here is im tormu ain't trumas on truma.
Which makes sense, because that's the Mishnah.
That makes sense, that's the Mishnah, but the Pshat and the Gemara doesn't make sense according to my header. It makes sense according to your header. Because when if you say im tormu trumas on truma, so then that makes sense. Chizkiya says, machlokas beisil beishamai, where beisil says it doesn't work from olives on olive oil and from grapes on wine is only in the case of grapes and not wine and olives and olive oil, because those are unique. But in any other fruit, b'diyeved, if you took truma for something which is lo nigmar melachton, and something which is nigmar melachton, it works. Okay? B'diyeved, it works, even going to Beis Hillel. And I'll die to Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan back there had said that Beis Hillel and Beis Shammai argue across the board. So you're too old to across the board. And if you say Trumas or Trumas, so I ain't like Beis Shammai, not like Beis Hillel. Because Beis Shammai would say, are the ones who say that Trumas and Truma, whereas Beis Hillel, who's Machmir in this case, holds ain't Trumas and Truma. The problem is that these words, im tormu, Trumas and Truma, as you have in your Gemara, don't appear in our Mishnah. In other words, this header is a beautiful header, and then the Gemara makes sense beautifully, but the question is what the words are going back on. In Torah, Mutruma, and Truma. That's a problem. So, I don't know how to reconcile that. In other words, somewhere there must be a case where it says Trumas and Truma. Yet I don't see it anywhere. Maybe it's going back on the previous mission, on Halacha Beis. No, the next mission is already not talking about commodities. It's talking about people again.
It's upon him to bring a raya. That he paid it.
I really don't know. I don't know what's going back on. It makes a lot of sense, but I don't know what's going back on. Is there a Rid Baz on this?
He might see
Raya. Yeah, I think there is.
What does
Rid Baz
say?
It says, Zeshaykh El Bsof, a halacha bays, Bahi Pulish, Im Toram Chumasa Truma Pirish. The Kutzion Ahab Raisa, Utoram Chumasa Kutuma, the Remeir Altas the Chizki of the Machlokas, Aldire, Yochanai, Vestalhe Dibria Kalkamavur, the Divrain Lael Soap Halachabe. That is a convoluted sentence here.
Yes, but it's going, in other words, it's saying it's not going back on our mission, it's going on the previous mission.
And the header is what we have in Torah.
Yeah.
He has a header.
Yes.
He's in Torah.
So it's going back at the end of Halacha Beis. Yeah. Believe it or not, I understand what he's saying. And it makes sense. Oh, boy. It complicates it greatly. But, you see, instead of looking back at our halacha base, look at... later on, we'll see it in a few minutes. In halacha hey, we're going to see Rabbi Meir holds that trumas and truma. And in the case of halacha beis, which is a case where you took from something which is not nigmar malachdan, something which is nigmar malachdan, Rabbi Meir holds it works. So we're saying that which Rabbi Meir holds it works, but the Mishnah there brings down machlokas beis Shimon, beis Shammai, beis Hillel. Right, but there is an opinion. Well, that's Rabbi Yossi's opinion. Machlokas beis Shammai beis Hillel. Rabbi Meir disagrees, and he says that it does work. So, according to what the Ritbaz is saying, is that which Rabbi Meir holds it does work is the subject of this little two-line, discussion here. And that which Rabbi Meir says it does work, according to Chizkiyah, he holds it works in every. According to Chizkiyah. Rabbi Meir says it does work. It's Rabbi Meir meant to say it's universal, and everybody holds it does work. Still don't see how it works out according to him. Well, you'll see. Right, we'll see Rabbi Meir later. We'll see if we can come back to this and figure it out. It still doesn't make sense to me. What?
Right.
We'll see Machlokas Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yossi with greater detail in a few minutes. So let's go on now. I don't know. We'll leave it dangling right now. In any event, the bottom line is that if the header is in Tormu Trumas and Truma, that makes a lot of good sense. Right? It goes Al Daiti the Chizki Divra Kol. Everybody agrees because the whole Machlokas Beisel Meshamai was only by olives and by grapes. At that time, Rabbi Yochan Machlokas, when Rabbi Yochan is still Machlokas, because Rabbi Yochan Machlokas of Chimbeisel Meshamai was by everything else as well. The problem is that we don't know what that header is quoting. In other words, where this line in Tarmu Trumas and Truma is to be found. All right, let's go on to Loch Adalot. Chamisha lo yitrumu. Five people should not take off truma. The term of they did take off truma, trumas and truma, then the truma nonetheless is valid. Are you lame? Who are they? A person who's a mute, a shikor, a person who's drunk, varum, a person who's naked, vasuma, a person who's blind, ubal keri, and a person who is a bal keri, just had an emission, lo yitrumu. They shouldn't take off truma, all of them, because they can't make the bracha. And not to make a bracha, it's considered to be a chesar. However, in Tarmu Truma, so Truma, if they did take off Truma, then the Truma is valid by the Yemen. Okay, it does work. Okay? Says, let's go to the Gemara now. Yesh Mayim Mishum Bracha. Some of these guys can't take off truma because of the bracha, as I just said. However, Yesh Mayim, there are a couple of them, they sh'ainu cholim b'truma namuchar, because they can't choose to take truma from the best part of the crop. Ha'ilim va'arum, a person who's mute or a person who is naked, ubal keri, a person who's just had an emission, he can't because of the bracha. Hasuma va'shikor, a person who's blind, a person who's drunk, she'en u'chulim li'trum in amuvchor, they can't because they cannot choose to take the best stuff. Rabbi Abba Bramuna Amar, shosu ya'is palo, a person who just drank wine, should not daven. If he did daven, however, tefillah so tachanunim, his tefillah is considered to be proper supplication and it's acceptable. However, shikra yispal, a person who's drunk, not a person who just had to drink, a person who's drunk, yispal shouldn't daven. If he daven tefillah so gidufin, his tefillah is blasphemy. Ezu shosi, what's a person who just drank, who preferably shouldn't daven? Kosher shosi reads anybody who just drank 3.3 ounces. Their wine was stronger in the old days. Their wine was, more.
But Rav said that Kohanim anyway, if anybody.
Yeah, that we're machmir and kohanim, not if they drank revius. It's because that's why we write Simchas Torah. We do them in the morning, right? Shikor kosher shasa yaser. Somebody who's drunk, is anybody drunk even more than a revius? So he's drunk, okay? Tamon Amrin in Bavel, they said, Koshein Yochel, it's anybody who can't talk in front of the king. Meaning he cannot, he's babbling incoherently. Okay? Rabbi Zira boy, kumi Rabbi Yasi. Rabbi Zira asked in front of Rabbi Yasi. Shikar Maushi Yvorech. Can a drunk make a bracha? Bench. Amalei said, yeah. Velchalta v'savata v'racht. It says, after you're eating, you're satiated, you should bench. So when you were eating, what did you do? You drank. right? Afilu shikar, if you're drunk. And Baruch Hashem for the next line, afilu medumdam, even if you're falling asleep, you can still bench. Okay? There's a Rebbe, I think the Regina Rebbe, who said, from this Gemara you see that Chassidim have more shaychus to benching than to davening. It's because to davening, not allowed to daven when you're drunk, but to benching isn't right. So Chassidim are more into benching than into davening. Okay? Lo tzirkada. Lo tzirkada means, that's not a question by us. Well, I think you only have lo tzirkada, right? Mao shikra kriyashma. Ashaya is, should he read Shema? Can he read Kriyashma? So Amar Leh, so he said, no. On that, v'loy rebucha erva's davar. There should not be seen in you an erva in davar. What does davar mean? Erva's dibur. In other words, a shortcoming in speaking. And to say Shema when you drank, that's called erva's dibur. Tanachiske v'loy chiske, bainly cross bain levarach. He holds you are not allowed to even daven. Not even allowed to bench when you are drunk. Okay? And so he argues the previous Gemara, which says that a shikar can bench, he says a shikar can't bench. Okay, let's go back to the Mishnah. Ain't torment. One cannot take truma. Lo b'mida, not by measure. Velo b'mishkol, nor by weight, lo minyan, nor by count. Why? Because truma does, we shall see, has to be taken by estimate. Avotarim u'samodud, you can take truma of a crop which has been measured, et sashokul, weighed, et samonui, counted. Ein tarim b'salva kupa shem shamidah, one can't take truma in a basket, which is a measuring basket, because then you're taking by measure. But you can use half or a third of its capacity, because a half or a third of the capacity is not measuring, right? Because it's not the full measure. However, you should not take truma in a basket, which in half of a basket, when the half of the basket is known to you exactly what the measure is, right? We had this somewhere before. Says Gemara, Tamatini, we learned over there. Amoina Meshubach, this is by Trumas Meiser. It says that somebody who counts is good. Hamodeid, somebody who measures is Meshubach Hemeter, better. Vashoikel, somebody who weighs, Meshubach Meshloishton, he's the best of all. This is a contradiction to what we said here. Vakata Marachain, he said not allowed to measure. So Rabbi Shimon Levi, Kama Trumugdala, Kama Trumas Meiser. Trumugdala, you're not allowed to measure. Trumas Meiser, you should measure, because it has a precise amount, a tenth of which is the Meiser. Vitania, we learned that there's a machlokas about this. Abelazar ben Goymel Oymer, Minayin Chein Tormin Lo Bemidav Lo Mishkov Lo Minyon. How do you know that even Trumas Meiser, you shouldn't take off by weight or by measure or by count? Tam Lomer, because it says in the Pasuk of Nech Shavloch and Trumaschem, your Trumas should be thought. By estimate or by thought, you can take truma. We have to determine how to take truma by midah, by mishkol, by minyan, by count or by weight, etc. And he extrapolates, just like truma gedola is by thought, by estimate. After truma's meiser, so truma's meiser is by machshava, by thought and by estimate. I vatzina avotarim usamodu v'esashokol v'samoni. What about that which it says in our Mishnah that you take truma from that which is already measured or weighed or counted? I'm Rabbi Lezer. Rabbi Lezer said, no, you're not measuring the truma. Kachi masnisa. This is the way to read our Mishnah. Moide rodem is tilo. A person can measure his tevel. Umachnisa tol beis, bringing it into his house. Uvach lo yito mida. But the truma should not be done with a measure. So to shoykel adam is tivlo. A person can weigh his tevel. Umachnisa tol beis, bringing it into his house. So uvach lo yito mida. Can't take the truma up by weight. Moide adam is tivlo. A person can count his tevel. Umachnisa tol beis, and bring it to his house. Vachlo yitrum minyan, as long as he doesn't take the truma off by counting. Okay? Halacha, ein tormin. Shemen halzeisi manichdoshim. One cannot take... Now, this is the opposite of the case we had earlier. Earlier we had, yesterday, we had a case where you're not allowed to take truma from olives on oil. What about oil on olives? That's our case now. And there's going to be a major difference, believe it or not. Okay, it says, "Ein termin shemen al zeistim manichtoshim." One cannot take kutruma from oil on olives, even though one is going to crush the olives. But you haven't gotten around to it yet. Not allowed to.
He uses nechtoshim, the right word.
Yeah, lav dafka. Okay, sure, it's lav dafka, because otherwise it's not going to work out. trust me on that. All right? Nor on grapes which are prepared for pressing. What if he did take truma? Truma. It's truma. V'yachzer v'yitrum. But you have to take truma again. Second time. Knas, right. Harishrein medamas yifnei atma. The first truma, since it's the real truma, because midaraisa it is a valid truma. That's the one which creates meduma if it falls into a mixture of chulin. And if you eat it, a zor, and the Yisrael eats it, he has to pay a chomesh, an extra fifth, avaloshni, but not the second one, which is not real truma, but rather just a knas, as you put it. Okay, so that's the Gemara. Let's go to the Gemara. Tamotzini, we learned over there. Ain't told me a dovish nigmar malachto, a dovish lo nigmar malachto. We learned over there, previously you can't take truma from the olives on the oil. No. The oil on the olives. Right. Ain't told me a dovish nigmar malachto, a dovish lo nigmar malachto. And if you did it, it doesn't work. If he did it, it does work. He's playing games with us. The Kavanaki. It said in the Mishnah itself. This is harking back now to.
That must be saying. Our mission. We're saying from Masa Truma. Yeah, but it's still Truma Truma. But maybe that's saying halacha there that even Bidiyavah is not halacha.
Okay. Now I understand where everything is clear. Tamantninon is now I got it. Look at the last Mishnah. Actually, not the last Mishnah. You're in the end of this Mishnah. This is the last Mishnah. See the last four or five lines? Ain't Tormi Dovish Nigam Ralachto?
Yeah.
Now everything will become clear. Let's read that. Ain't Tormi Dovish Nigam Ralachto, Dovish Alo Nigam Ralachto.
I'm right against the Kavanaki's way of doing that.
Yes, it is. No, but this goes back to the Ridbaz, point at which we just read the Ridbaz before. Here's the place where the header was. In other words, that line of Chizki and Rabbi Yochanan should really have been all the way at the end of the perek. All the way at the end of the perek, not where it was. Why? Because look, here's where it's supposed to be going on. Ain't told me davish nimar melachto, not allowed to take chumar for something which is completed, such as oil, right? The process is completed. Al davish lo nimar melachto on olives, which are not complete, a complete process, and not vice versa. Lo midavish lo nimram lachto, not from the olives. Al davish nimram lachto, lo midavish lo nimram lachto, al davish lo nimram lachto, nor from two one thing which is not complete and another thing which is not completed. Vim tomu truma san truma. If you did it, it is valid truma. Now, on this, let's go back to where we began tonight. On this.
That's why
the Kavanaki
says
entrumos and truma. But it's wrong. It should be going on this where it says trumos and truma. That's why yours says.
But the Ritva said this was
halacha
base. Right, but
it really was halacha
A. Right. Now look, now that all makes sense. You're talking about trumos and truma, it's going on there. Where it says you shouldn't take something which is not gemar melacha, something which is gemar melacha, and vice versa. And that al daiti chizkiya divrei kol. Chizkiya is saying that's not by olives and by grapes, and therefore even Beis Hillel agrees by that. Where does Beis Hillel argue? Beis Hillel only argues by olives and grapes, and it's by olives and grapes that if you did it, it's not even truma b'diavad. But by everything else, he'll agree. But the evidence is true, man. Nishkif Ferlach. According to Rabbi Yochanan, it's a machlokas. Why? Because according to Rabbi Yechanan, according to Rabbi Yechanan, he holds the Beis Hillel Beis Shammai didn't argue across the board. So since he holds Beis Hillel Beis Shammai didn't argue across the board, so therefore Beis Hillel also argues on that last Mishnah. That last Mishnah is going to be dafka like Beis Shammai, not like Beis Hillel. Okay? Now, let's come back to our, where we are in the Gemara now. So now the Gemara asks the Kasha, Tamon Tanin, at the end of the parak we learned, oh, it's mamish, everything is in the clear now. Tamon Tanin, on Ein Tormi Midavar Shenigmar Malachto, Davar Shlonigmar Malachto. At the end of the parak we say that you can't be Tormi Midavar Shenigmar Malachto, Davar Shlonigmar Malachto from the olives, from the oil on the grape, on the olives, or from the wine on the grapes. However, but the evidence works. You're saying that it doesn't work, but it works, but you got to do it over again, right? You have to do it twice. The end of the parak, you only do it once. You have to do it twice. How do you reconcile the two? So there's more. Rabbi Hila B'Shem Rabbi Yochanan said, it's an amazing thing. This is mind-boggling. Ready, guys? He says, Mipnei geder mechatos, shluyu mechatos b'teilim. Why did they make this gezeira over here? They have to take the truma over again. In order that they should always be a use for paraduma waters. Mechatas paraduma waters. What do you mean by that? He means that if we allow you to take, just amazing, this is such an amazing spot. Says if we allow you to take truma from oil on olives, what you'll do is you'll make a little bit of oil, bitahara, and then what you'll do is you'll take that oil and use that oil as truma for itself, right? For the oil itself. And for whatever olives you have there. And that, of course, will be makbid to keep tahor. But then after you've taken off the truma, the rest of your crop of oil, you won't be makbid on. You'll be willing to make a tameh. So you'll only make a little oil tahor, and the rest of it will be tameh. We don't like that. We want to be makbid as much as possible, making all your oil b'tahara. And therefore, we forbade you to take truma from oil on olives, but rather said, you must wait till the entire batch is oil, and only then take truma from oil on oil. And that way, you're going to be makbid that all your oil is tor. So in order to promote tahara, we made this takona that you can't take truma from oil on olives. Again, were we to allow you to take truma from oil on olives, so what you do is you'd make a little bit of oil, which would be truma on itself, and on the rest of the olives which remained. And then you take that, which you made truma, and you set it aside and make sure it's tahor. But then you'd be lax about making sure that the rest of your crap.
And what's wrong with this?
It's
not
Torah
anymore.
It wanted to be Makbid on Torah.
Just like
that? Yeah, just like that. Especially in Eretz Yisrael, they were always Makbid on Tumah and Torah. They're trying to be Makbid, yeah.
So this phrase, what do you make up?
It's lav dafka. It's not that the paraduma water, right, it's a euphemism, right. It's a euphemism means that in order that we should always be using the paraduma water, it's not that we actually need to use it, but we should always make sure to maintain a high degree of Torah. Okay? Michomer. Now Gemara goes to an amazing sequence. Gemara says, what's a more stringent takana? Gezel HaShevet. The takana we made in the face of theft from the collective Kohanim. Ogere Mechatos, or the takana we made in the face of the potential for Tumah. Meaning, earlier in the parak where we saw that one is not allowed to be Machvich Tumah from olives on oil, we said it's because you're causing a loss to the Kohanim. That's Gezel HaShevet. Why? Because the Kohanim are going to have to go out now and make the oil themselves. So therefore we didn't allow that. We said, ain't Truma so Truma. We cancel your Truma and you have to take over the Truma when it's all oil. Here we say it is Truma, but you have to take where it's from the oil and the olives. We said it is Truma, but you have to take Truma again. Which is this a more severe penalty? Is the more severe penalty the one we imposed there or the one we imposed here? Okay? So I don't know, it's a very interesting thing. The Gemara wants to find out what our values are, you know, how to rank our values. Okay? So says the Gemara, Nishmina min ad-dah. Let's hear from the following case. Let's start with the following case. The Tana we learned, Rabbi Yeshua says, Zesim al Zesim, you took olives on olives. Vu'asi l'kocha. The thing is, the olives you set aside as truma, you didn't intend to ever press. Of course, you're just going to give it to Kohen as olives. The olives on which you set them aside, those are the olives you intended to press. And so too, anovim, anovim v'asi adarcham, you set aside grapes to give the Kohen on grapes which you're eventually going to press. Truma v'yachsa v'yitro. In this case, it's truma, but you have to take truma again. Now here's a double whammy case. Here you have both detriments. Why? Because here you're stealing from the Kohanim, so to speak, because you're giving them grapes that they're going to, or olives that they're going to have to press themselves. Also, this is an outlet for you not to be makbid on Duma and Tahara, because once you gave these grapes or these olives to the Kohen, so the rest of it you'll do Betuma, because the rest of it is just Chulin. So this is a case where you have both Gezel HaShevet, you're causing the Kohanim more outlay, and Gezel Mechat, that's the case where you might come to slip slide in terms of the Tuma tie the rest of the batch. So what's the penalty which is imposed here? Tani bought Tchuma v'yachzer v'yitrom. It says the penalty which we imposed in our Mishnah, which is that it's Truma, but you have to take Truma over again. Hadar Marah, so we see that that's the more severe penalty. And therefore we extrapolate, we say that if that's the case, the potential of the loss of Tara, right, is a more severe concern by us than the concern over the loss which the Kohanim are going to suffer. That's why in our Mishnah we impose the more severe penalty. Okay? Very elegant Gemara. Says Gemara, now this is the Gemara which is constructed to a certain degree on faith. Because there are all sorts of names here mentioned which are unclear as to where the Gemara got them. The Gemara says, you know, what does Rabbi Yossi say about our Mishnah? Uma in Rabbi Meir, the Mekel b'Gezel Shevet. Rabbi Meir, who's Mekel by Gezel Shevet, Rabbi Meir said previously, although we didn't see it tonight, Meir said that if in the case where you take from the olives on the oil, so even if you have the truma is truma, you don't have to take truma over again. Okay, there he said it's Umayr Meir the Mekel. That you don't do it over again. That's a valid truma, I should say. Machmir geder mechatos. Here our Mishnah Stam Mishnah Rabbi Meir, and Rabbi Meir is machmir mechatos, and it says that it's truma v'yachsav yitrom. Rabbi Yossi the machmir gezel shevet. Rabbi Yossi is the one who says that where you set aside olives on oil, that's it. It's invalidated according to Beis Hillel. Lo koshken the machmir b'tzur machmir b'geder mechatos. Certainly you'll hold like our Mishnah over here that he should take double truma v'yachsav yitrom. Says more of the prayer. That's nice. The problem is Ashkechun Tani v'shem Rabbi Yossi Yivchar. We found the exact opposite thing attributed to Rabbi Yossi in the Braisa. To Tani we learned, and he told me, "Zesi malas shemen, one cannot take truma from great olives on oil." That's Gezel HaShevet, right? Because you're causing the Kohanim more work. The law of the Yom, which is Gezel HaShevet. If you did it, the truma is a valid truma. You don't have to do it over again. Give it Rabbi Meir. Here's Rabbi Meir, which we just quoted. Rabbi Meir said, even though Beis Hillel had said previously that it doesn't work, in case of Gezel HaShevet, the whole truma is null and void. You have to start from scratch. Rabbi Meir argues. Rabbi Meir says it is a valid truma. Okay, fine. That's not what we brought this down for. We brought this down for Rabbi Yossi. And here, the Kavanaki says, begins another brisa. Why, Brother Rabbi Meir, is just to set it up to show that Rabbi Meir is the one who's lenient back there in the case by olives on oil. Now we begin another brisa. Our brother brisa, which is talking about our case, where you took from the oil on the olives. Rabbi Yossi Omer, that even in our Mishnah, Beishamai Yomim Tormin, Beishamai says that they're lenient. They say, you can do it. Take from the oil on the olives. They're not. Beis Shammai is not concerned about Keder Mechatos. Omrim ain't tarmit. So it says you're not allowed to because they're considered getter mechatos. They might do the rest in tuma. But be that as it may, this is the punchline. Hakom vayim shim torah sheinu tzorach litrum shniya. Everywhere the tuma beis tuma shami hold, there's no penalty here. So Rabbi Yossi dafka penalized by the case of geva gezel hashevet according to beis tuma, and the penalty imposed there was the penalty of that the truma is not valid truma. But here it didn't penalize. It didn't impose the same penalty our Mishnah imposes, that's Rei Meir. The penalty that it's Truma V'Yachzor V'Yitrom. Rabbi Yossi doesn't know that penalty. Hevei, this indicates to us that it is Rayon. Now, Rayon is a funny word. In modern Hebrew, Rayon means an idea, right? So what it's really supposed to be is, although it's a different shot here in the Ridbaz, but I think it's supposed to be Da'ayon. Da'ayon means double deos. One deo is a deo, a double deo is a da'ayon. Right? So that's what it means. It's a machlokas. Again, instead of the resh, you put in a dal and you call it da'ayon. Okay? Right, Meir Mekel Begezosh. What's the machlokas? So it's about to learn. Right, Meir Mekel Begezosh. Shever and Meir says when you're stealing from the Kohani, meaning you set aside from olives on oil, then he's Mekel and says all we say is it's a valid truma b'di'evet. But Machmer Geter Mechatos. Here he says you have to it's truma v'yachzor v'yitrom. For Rabbi Yossi is the exact opposite. Machmer Gezel Shemin says according to Beis Hill that the truma is null and void. Well, Mekel Begeter Mechatos. But here he says that b'di'evet. If you did, you don't have to do it over again. Says the Gemara Tamatina, we learned over there in Eduyos. Rabbi Yossi Omer, Rabbi Yossi says, Shisha Dvori, there's six things. This is going to be a kasha ultimately, I think. Yeah. Tamatina, Rabbi Yossi Omer, Shisha Dvori, Mikuli, Beisham, Echori, Beisil. The six things, Beisham, Shama is Mekel, and Beisil is Machmer. What's the first one? Ha'of olei magvina la'shulchan, that you can put chicken with cheese on a table. Veino necha. Oh, you only have ha'of olei, right? Oh, you have la'shulchan? Okay, veino necha, and it can't be eaten divere beishamai. You put cheese and chicken on the table as long as you don't eat them. Okay, sorry. Following winning at Shulchan.
Regensburg had a heter with respect to all ice creams.
Yeah, but this would be fine. I don't know. Yeah, could be. But I don't think that was. So, name it. All following Magvino Shulchan, Veno Nechok Divi Beishamai. The chicken girl comes up with the cheese on the table, and it's not eaten like coin Beishamai. But at least they can be on the table at the same time, right? Same deli with corned beef and ice cream. However, that's a Beis Shammai dikka deli. Beis Silmrim, house of Shammai. Beis Silmrim, lo'olav lo necha. You can't have them on the table at the same time, okay? So that's one machlokas where Beis Shammai is mekel, Beis Sil is machmer. Now, another one. Tormim zeisim al shemen. You take shumar from olive, and this is what's relevant to us. You take shumar from olives on oil, vanovim ala yain, and from wine, from grapes on wine. According to Beishamai, Beisil remain tormin, and Beisil says that it's not a valid truma. Now, not that it's not a valid truma, but you shouldn't do it. Ain't tormin means you shouldn't do it. But what does ain't tormin indicate if you did do it? That would be the result. Trumas or truma. Yeah, that's what Rabbi Yossi here is quoting Beis Hillel and saying that Beis Hillel says ain't torment, but Rabbi Yossi by us had said a few lines previous that at the top of Zion Rebbeis, Rabbi Yossi, we learned, was machmir by Gesel HaShevet, right? That it's the truma is not valid by the Eved, right? You see that right at the top of Zion Rebbeis? Rabbi Yossi Machmir Begezla Shevet, which means he's the author of the Mishnah previous in our parak, which said that even with the Evid it's not Truma, where you take Truma from olives on oil. So it's a contradiction between Trumos and Eduyos. Then in Trumos it sounds like you're according to Beis Hillel, even with the Evid it's not good, whereas in Eduyos it sounds like with the Evid it is good. Okay, so I'm Rabbi Moner. I might have said, "Leis kan zaysi mal Hashem and v'chule." You know what? Change the gears. It's not that case over there in Eduyos. It's not olives on oil. El Hashem and al zaysim. It's oil on olives, which is the case of Geter Mechatos. Di Rabbi Yossi, because Taka Rabbi Yossi is Mekel by Geter Cheta Gemechatos. He says that we're not makbid on that, and therefore it's L'chatchila, you shouldn't do it. But the Evi, you did it, Nishkif Erlach. Okay? Ask the Gemara, wait a minute. Rabbi Yossi, Omar, Chuma V'yachsav Yitrom. Wait a minute, didn't Rabbi Yossi himself say somewhere else that even by Geter Mechatos, where he took from the oil on the olives, that it's Truma V'yachsav Yitrom, you gotta go do it over again. The Tanya we learned, Rabbi Yossi says, Beishami Omim Toimim Shemin Al Hazesim, you can be Toirim oil on olives, V'yain on Novim, and wine on grapes. However, Beis Hillel Omim Ein Tormim, you can't do it. Umoidim Sheim Toram Shetzorich Litro, Sheim Toram Shetzorich Litrom, Lachsav Litro Mishnia, and they agree that if you did it, that you have to do it over again. So it's Kasha, we just got through over saying over before, Rabbi Yossi says, no, Nishke Ferlach, by Geter Mechatos, we're not Machmir, but the evidence if you did it, it's okay. But here it sounds like we are Machmir, but Geter Mechatos. And even if you did it, Bishayna Rishonah Kayemes. When do you have to take Truma over again? When the first one is gone. Where you gave the first Truma to the Kohen, he ate it. So then we're machmen, you would make it take it a second time. However, the Moisa Rishonah Kayemis, if you still had the first Truma you took off, Koyre Loshem Vidai, you call Truma over again. And this is the Machlokas Temetri Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yossi. Meir, who's the author of our Mishnah here, holds that if you took off Truma from oil on olives, so you have to do it over again. You have to do it over again and take more. Rabbi Yossi holds you don't have to take more. What do you have to do? You have to take the same truma and call it a name over again. The only time you have to take more is if already the first truma you took off is no longer extant because the coin ate it already. Okay? Tanya, we learn. Shnia, according to Rabbi Meir, who holds you take off a second substance, right? You take a more substance as truma. Shnia lo tocha achiyoti lov truma sumaisrus. Now this is an interesting thing. You can't have two trumas on the same batch, right? So one of these is the real truma and one of these is the fake truma. Which is the real truma? Since Doraisa, you can take truma from oil on olives. So the first truma is the bona fide truma. The second truma is not bona fide truma. Right? It's just the fine. Well, if it's not bona fide truma, so it's really chulin. If it's chulin, what do you have to take off on it? Truma is already taken off, right? Maisus, you have to take off on it. So it says, yeah, Chiyotzel of Trumos and Maisus. The Kabinoki points out Trumos is lav dafka, because Truma is already taken off. The first Truma is Truma also on this. We have to take off Maisus, because it's not. Truma itself doesn't have to be Maisered, but this stuff has to be Maisered. Vishrena Mai. What's the status of the first one? It's a little bit more than that. Rishonah Mahi, what happens if you let me read this further and it'll become clear. Rishonah Mahi, what about the first one? Mimad the tiny chazar v'asa zaysim rishonim shemen. For that which it says, we learned it at Brisa. If you went back and you made the first olives into oil, Vanover Yishrayim, and the first grapes into wine, Vanover Yishrayim, Yain, Korei Shem, you designate them a name, Veino Tzorich Litrom Shtir, you don't have to term them again. In other words, according to the assumption that
let me just make sure I get this straight, because I'm not sure I remember how it goes.
Okay, got it. Let me go back to the beginning of the Tanya again. Tanya Shnei Lo Tochel Ad Shiyotzei Lo Trumas. Let's not say it's going like Rabbi Meir. Let's say this is going to talk like Rabbi Yossi, not like Rabbi Meir. So like Rabbi Yossi, when you set aside a second one, only when the first one is gone, right? When the first one is gone, when the Truma you already took off is gone, then you set aside the second one, right? When the original one is still extant, then you use that over again and give it a name. Okay, let's say the first one was gone, you set aside the second one. So then we said, Shnilo Tocha Chitotzi Ola Achiyotzi Ola Shnia Truma Sumaisers. Since the first one was the real Truma, so therefore the second one you have to set aside Maisers. Now what about if the first one, you never set aside the second one? Because the first one was X in the whole time, you just had to call it a name again. Rishoina Mahi. So you have the first one around. You have the first one around. And you set aside truma from the oil on the olives. Then you set aside maisers. But the maisers you set aside from olives on olives. Now why is that? Let's look at the guy's mentality. The reason why Chazal didn't like this case is because oil is going to be marked on because oil has to be, the truma is going to be marked on because it has to be tara, right? Because truma tmeya is worthless, right? So therefore, but the truma is going to be makbid. So therefore, it's going to set aside the oil and make it special and can be preserved at betara, but the rest of the oil is going to be matami. By miser, they don't have to be tar, because you can eat matami miser. So miser, anyway, he's not going to be makbid on the whole thing, so he'll just take off from olives on olives, period. Okay? That's what he's going to do. So now, min madatani chosav rosa reaches the zaysim reishonim. So what, I'm sorry, so Rishonim Mayim means, what happens if he already took off oil as Truma, and then he took off Meiser. Continue to take off Meiser. Be it from the olives on the oil, or from on the olives on the olives, or from the oil on the olives, it's not germane. But continue to take off Meiser. So now, does he have to, is that work?
Oh, I still don't understand the question.
Oh, okay, now it's gone. Okay. It says, you took out the truma, the oil on the olives, and then you took out the maisers. I just confused you altogether. Let me make it simple. You took out the truma, oil on maisers. You didn't know that was also. You went on and took off maisers also. Oil on olives. Okay, let's simplify the case. Oil on olives. Now, you go to a rabbi. The rabbi says, tisk, tisk, tisk. What should you have? You did it wrong. Because you can't take off truma oil on olives. What do you have to do? You have to take off truma oil on oil. So you say to the rabbi, so rabbi, what do I have to do? So the rabbi says, go and be korei shem again. Call it truma again. Right? Okay, now the question is, do I have to korei the maaser shem again? Because I took off truma, and I have to do it over again. In the meantime, I also took off maaser. Do I have to do the maaser over again? That's the question. Meaning, not vis-a-vis itself. I know what I have to do with that. I have to redesignate as truma. But what about the oil which I set aside as maaser? Do I have to redesignate that? So it says more, yes. mean madatanya for that which learned the brisa. Chazer v'asa zaysim rishayim shemen. Interesting thing. You took it not directly relevant to our sugya. You took olives, and you were going to keep them olives. They were nigmar or malachdon. You didn't intend to make them oil. So you took olives, and you took trumas and maizes from olives on olives, as we were supposed to. Then you change your mind and say, you know what, I'm going to make my stuff oil. I'm going to talk and make oil of this. So that loch is nekis, had to be kore shem again. Okay? You changed your mind. And after you made trumas and maizes from olives on olives, or from grapes on grapes, you changed your mind and decided to make the olives oil, or the grapes wine. So loch is kore shem vena tzorach litrom shnia. You have to be kore shem over again. You have to redo the name. So from this we derive hadar marosh utzorach likro shem lemaisrus. Here too it's the same thing. Once you make you have to do it over in that case because you change your mind and decided to make from the olives oil and from the grapes wine. So if it's as if you're starting afresh, it has to be kore shem over again. So too, since we made you be kore shem over again on the truma. Because of the chashash ukerim mechatos, so therefore we make you also do the maizos over again as well. Okay?
The maizos with respect to like a totally different case, violin.
No different. Same thing.
I understand the whole kash anyway. If there's no distinction anyway, so whatever applies to Trumah applies to Maiser. Why should I think anything different anyway?
Because I might think the whole knas applied to Trumah, because Trumah is where the issue of Tumah and Tara applies. Because people are going to be more makbid on Trumah. Trumah's an issue, because Trumah Tmei you can't eat. So I might think Maiser is not involved in this issue at all. It's only peripheral. And therefore, you wouldn't have to redo the miser. I think that's how I would answer your question off the cuff. I don't know if I'm correct. All right. I was going to plan a thing. We were finishing the parak tonight, but it was talking rough. So we'll stop here for this evening. Rabbi Yaakov Bar Idi, b'shem Rabbi Yitzchak Ruba, Yaakov said the name Rabbi Yitzchak the Great said. The following statement, and here the Girsa is messed up. The Mashbiach fixes the Girsa. It should be Umra Bikos. If you said it on the cup, Umra Vitfili said in Daving nonetheless. Now he adds the words Umra Bikos. Why do we say it on the cup altogether? Bishvili Zakos is Dinokos or to be mostly the kids. I know about the wives, but the kids. So Milsi Umra. So says Amora Milsamra, the reason, what is he saying? He's saying she carpets feel the primary Abdullah is in davening. Why do we say it also on a cup? Later on, to be much to the kids in Abdullah since they can't daven. I guess women can daven, so therefore they don't need Abdullah on the cup. Rabbi Zira and Rabbi Yudas B'Shem Shmuel said, Om Rabbi Kais, they learned both ways. They said, if you said it on a cup, Om Rabbi Tfil, you have to say it in davening anyway. Om Rabbi Tfil, if you said it in davening anyway, Om Rabbi Kais, you have to say it on a cup anyway. Milsamra, they have a compromised opinion. Their statement tells us Shikar Khan Makan, both of them are primary. Rabbi Lezer and Rabbi Odoya. Rabbi Lezer says, where do you see Abdullah Shimon Esrei? Not in Tochonain, but in Moidim. Rabbi Yechonon, B'Shem Rabbi, says, Matim, we're inclined to say Rabbi Lezer like Rabbi Lezer. When? When Yontov comes out of Melia Motzoy Shabbos. Now when do we say that in Abdullah? We say Vatodienu. We say it in the fourth brach of Shmon Esrei. But his opinion was, when Yontif comes out of Motzei Shabbos, to say it specifically as in Modim. To say it Abdullah in Modim. We don't have this minute, but that's the minute they had back then. At least according to Yushami. Yitzchak Rabbi Shem Rabbi said, Hello, Rabbi Lezer, Ganelos, Rabbi Lezer, Yontif Shechalias Motzei Shabbos. It's way past it. Rabbi Yitzchak Bar Nachman Shem Rabbi Chanina Ben Gamliel said also Halak Rabbi Lezer. He said Halak Rabbi Lezer Liyolom. Halak Rabbi Lezer all the time. Every Motzei Shabbos, he always makes a drink of Modim. Rabbi Avob Shem Rabbi Lezer also said Halak Rabbi Lezer good Liyolom. Two separate, both Rabbi Chanina and Gamliel said this, and Rabbi Avob said this. Rabbi Yitzchak Bar Rabbi Yaakov Bar Acher, I have said, no, you got the tradition messed up a little bit. La begin the atun train shurtaite shmuin. Don't learn that Rabbi Yitzchak Bar Nachman and Rabbi Avu are two separate statements. La begin not because that they the atun that they are taite shmuin, two separate statements. Ela begin, but rather that they are Rabbi Yitzchak and Nachman Avu tarveyun. They both heard at the same time. Sherem Chanina Megamliel that he said Lo Krabi Eliezer Lo Olam and Lo Zark Eliezer all the time. Okay, so all these Amorim Pasuk and Krabi Eliezer that he always said Abdullah Moedim. However, Chachamim say, Abdullah B'Chanin Adas Dibre Chachamim. According to Chachamim, Abdullah B'Chanin Adas. Rabbi Akiva Amar Bracha Rabbi Yisrael Natsar. Rabbi Akiva says it's the fourth bracha after Atzal Kadosh by itself. Rabbi Yaakov Baracha by B'Shem Shmuel said Oimer Bracha Rabbi Yisrael, it's the fourth bracha. Amar Rabbi Yuda, Rabbi Yuda said Matbea Bracha V'Chakach Matyo. First you say Atzal Chonein and then you say Havdolah. Why? V'Ataya, which is a typo, it should be V'Asya, it's going like Rabbi Yonasi. The Rebbe Omer, Rebbe, we learned previously, to me, Rebbe said to me, how could they possibly have taken Atzal Chonein out of Shabbos Shmonesrei? Which is why we learned, if you remember, that if you start Atzal Chonein, you finish it. Because you have to have Atzal Chonein in Shmonesrei. Why? He made day Abdullah and Tefillah Minayin. If you have no intellect, how can you daven? So Atzal Chonein should even be part of Shabbos Shmonesrei. Says the Gemara, so too. Just like Rebbe said that by Shmonesrei in general, because so to you we say main dea. If you have no intellect, Avlom and I can distinguish between things. So therefore, this opinion is first you say Atzal Chonein, and then you say Havdalah as a separate bracha. Now is another opinion. Am Rebbe Yitzchak Rebbe Elazar, Rebbe Yitzchak Elazar argues, says Mavdil Chargoy Mer Bracha. First you say Havdalah after Atzal Kadosh. And then you say Atzal Chonein afterwards. Says the Gemara, Ma'av Techarka Choymer Matbea Bracha. First you say Atzal, then you say Atzal Chonein, that Nuscha Bracha afterwards. Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Yeshua says, now we're going to get sidetracked for a moment. The Gemara here is a little bit out of order. First let's get sidetracked, then we'll come back to the same which Rabbi Yitzchak, Rabbi Elazar said. Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Yeshua said, Uvachal Yitchos Mishosh of those, you have to mention three different distinctions in Atzal. We say, Ben Kodesh L'chol, Ben Or L'choshech, Ben Yisrael L'amim, Ben Yom HaShidu Shesh L'simei HaMatzah. We say four. You have to say at least three. And Om Rabbi Yochanan, Omru Rabbi Yochanan said, they said Apoiches, some of you says the minimum Lifchos Mishosh shouldn't say less than three distinctions. V'amoyt, if anybody wants to tack on, Lo Yesi Yesi Mishiv Avdos. You can add up to seven distinctions. We don't have seven. But they had, you can go up to seven. One of them, which we're going to see in a minute, is Ben Tumah L'Tara. They used to say in Abdullah, Ma'adin Kodesh Chom, and Ochot Shech Ben Yisrael Amim, Ben Tumah L'Tara. So they added on. They had things which we don't have. Says the Gemara, Levi Omar, Uvavami Abdullah Samur's B'Torah. It's got to be Abdullah Samur's Tremetzin Torah. In other words, you can't say, he'll differentiate, Amavdil Ben Chveis, something which is nothing to do with Torah. You can't mention something which is nothing to do with Torah. So it says the Gemara, bench Cubs with White Sox. You can't say something like that. There has to be something which has to do with Torah. Okay? Says the Gemara, Nochem Rebbe Simoy Amar, Nofik Umar. Nofik Rebbe Simoy, Simoy went down and said, Vishem Avui, name his father, Rebbe Simoy, Papilu Abdullah. So only need one distinction. Ben Kodesh the Chol is enough. For me, Rabbi Avo says, V'tzorich lachtom b'avdola. You have to be in the signature of the bracha. You have to say again an avdola. Even if you mentioned seven beforehand, the signature of the bracha has to be avdola as well. Ask the Gemara. Ramona boy, Ramona asks. Afil me'atov. That's the case. Afilu pasul ma'avdim and kodesh l'chol. Even you said ruach atosh shemokin melchol ma'avdim and kodesh l'chol. Can you then sign the bracha ha ma'avdim and kodesh l'chol like we do? That okay? There's more. Chayzer, can you sign on the bracha like that as well? So he said, Amar Rabbi Yisrael Rabbi Bun. He said, yes, sir, why not? Aren't there many brachas like that where we open with baruch and we end with baruch, and at the end of the bracha is the same context as the beginning of the bracha? There's gefilach, nothing wrong with that. Now, getting back to what we said before.
Minor.
Yes.
They said bein tumah latara, yet everything else was good to bad. Bein kosher chol, bein Yisrael amin, all the musha. Why wasn't it latara the tumah?
Maybe it was mentara latumah. Which was it? We'll see later on. Ask me in a minute when we get there. Says the Gemara, I don't know if it indicates the word. They might have said mentara latumah. I'm not sure. Maybe because it's chronological, that could be. But in any event, says the Gemara, getting back to what we said before, why would there be a rationale to say Havdalah before Atachone? Why is there such a rationale? So says the Gemara, what's the rationale of that opinion? Because Be'yanai, Ben Atukin has said, "B'shem Elozer Be'Rebbe Yanai, Zos Meresin teach us she also allows us Malacha Shiavdil. You're not allowed to do Malacha until you make Abdullah. That's why before we do Malacha, if we forgot Atochon Atonu, we say Baruch Hamavdil Ben Kodesh Tuchol. So too the Kavasah, similarly, Oslo La'odam Lidvot Srochav. A person cannot ask for his needs Achiyavdil. That's why that opinion held that you should say Avdol before Atochonein, because Atochonein is asking for your needs. You can't ask for your needs. That's a vachadika thing. It's a weekday type affair to ask for your needs. So therefore, you can't ask for your needs until you said Avdol. So now, a beautiful thing, which the Mepharshim say here, they say, our minug is to reconcile the opinion of Rebbe and this opinion. One opinion we have in our Gemara is to say Atochonein before Havdalah, because the main das Havdalah minai. The other opinion is to say Havdalah before Atochonein, because how can you ask for your tzrachim before you say Havdalah? It's a weekday type affair. So that's why they say, we say Atochonein liodim das lamein lachmino. We praise Hashem for giving us that. Then we say Havdalah, and we only ask Hashem, make the request for additional das after Havdalah. So we're mekayim both things. We mention das before we say Havdalah, then we say Havdalah, then we ask for more das. And even in Atochon Antonu itself, we start with Atochon Antonu da de Abin of Askel, Atochon Antonu Madator Sechov, and then then we say Vavtavel Elokim Ben Kodesh Tuchol, and then we say Hachel Minas Amim Baim Likoseinu Chasuchim Mikol Chet Umnikum Mikol Avon. So we start by praising Hashem for giving us das. Then we say Havdalah, and then only afterwards do we ask Hashem for the next week. So the whole thing is structured very beautifully, and you would never have known that if you not have learned this Yerushalmi. Okay? So, says the Gemara, Rabbi Zira and Rabbi Loza Mantino said B'Shem Rabbi, both said B'Shem Rabbi Yanai, B'Shem Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi. Im lo yivdil Motzei Shabbos. If you make Avdol to Motzei Shabbos, so you all know you can make Avdol to Tuesday, right? Not according to Yerushalmi, you can make Avdol ad afilu b'chamishi b'Shabbos, up till Thursday. Okay? So the Rambam says up till Wednesday, because he learned ad v'lo ad b'chlau. In other words, up till Thursday night, which is until the end of Wednesday day. And he got it from the Yerushalmi. He passed the Yerushalmi. He can make up till Wednesday. Okay? There it comes, Aloch Lamaisa, ask me. We'll see what we can do for you. But hey, man, you shouldn't wait that long because you can't eat till you make up till. Says Gemara, Hadadat Omar, but Mavim and Koshchol. That's only by Mavim and Koshchol that you can say up till Thursday. Have a boy, Mirah. That Omra B'yad, you have to say Motzei Shabbos. Why? Because why do we say Bar Mereish Motzei Shabbos? Because the fire was created, right? So therefore, that's Midafu Motzei Shabbos. Okay? Says the Gemara, Rabbi Zir B'Shem Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Shem Rabbi Yirmiya, Rabbi Shem Rabbi Yirmiya said, Afilu Yontav Shabbos Rems Shabbos. Even if you're making up after Yontav, which came out in the middle of the week, say like this week, your next week, Yontav comes out on Tuesday, Wednesday. So making Havdalah Wednesday night, still in Havdalah you make Wednesday night, you say, Ben Yom HaShu Sheshet Meir Meiser. You still don't say that in Abdullah. Om Rabbi Zil, Rabbi Yehuda, how can you say this? The Chishreshis me Amais Lefonov. How can you say between 6 days a week and Shabbos? There aren't 6 days ahead of you anymore. There are only 2 days till Shabbos. Om Rabbi Zil, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Zil, Om Rabbi Zil, Rabbi Yehuda, Om Relay. So he said, so what? The Chishtum of the Tara Lefonov. We say, again, they said in Abdullah, let's say it's Bentar Lutuma. The Yerushalmi doesn't say what order they said it in, but they said Bentar Lutuma. So he says, you're going to become Dafka Tomei this week, you're going to become Dafka Tomei Torah this week. We're mentioning the concept of distinction which Hashem created in the world. So we don't have to, we're not worried whether this distinction applies to your specific situation or not. Rabbi Yirmi and Rabbi Zir both say B'Shem Rabbi Chia Barashi. Tzorech lomar, you have to say, as we say, Hachel aleinu sayomi aboim, hasayomi, begin upon us the following days, yimei sheshes miyamais, the 6 days of creation, aboim likrosenu, of work, which are coming towards us, likros l'sholom, in peace, rabbi abba moisif, which we don't add on, vashmien aboim, and cause us to hear them, sason v'simcha, happiness, joy and happiness, rabbi chisim shem rabbinu said, Havinenu v'lamdenu, this we do say, that you have to give us understanding and teach us, Rabbi, period. Rabbi Chizke, Rabbi Yirmiyah, Rabbi Chizke, Rabbi Shem, Rabbi Yirmiyah, Ha'oni Mamein. Somebody answers Mamein. It's been Yotze Abdullah. Tzarek li t'yenei, because you have to look at the cup. And if you're answering Bar Meresh, as we do, in Ein B'ner, you have to look at the candle. Rabbi Chizke, Rabbi Shem, Rabbi Yirmiyah, another statement. Arbas minim shabluav nitalim derki giduleim. When you take them for the arba minim and luav, you have to take them the way they grow. It's the way we take them, upright. So everybody asks, what the heck is this statement doing here? So the Pashan answer is that this is the same statement, Rabbi Chizkiah B'Shem, same to Amoroim, Rabbi Chizkiah B'Shem Rabbi Yirmiyah. So that's why I brought another statement, Rabbi Chizkiah B'Shem Rabbi Yirmiyah. But some of them, unfortunately, I think the Charein among them says, that there's a halacha which is learned out from here in Dinei Avdolah. The Mogen Avraham brings it down. Nobody knows where he got it from, but he must be he got it from here, which says if you take the summit, Amotzei Shabbos, and you take Hadassim, you hold them up the way they grow. So they say that this must be learned out from this Yerushalmi. Yerushalmi is saying when you take the Besoy Amotzei Shabbos, you hold them up the way they grow as well. Okay? Says the Mishnah further. It's a very, very interesting philosophical issue. If you say in davening, you add on, oh, Hashem, you're great, because you had Rachmanas on Ken Tzipor to send away the mother. And you say, Hashem, we thank you for the good things you do. Modim, modim, if you say modim twice, all these things are blasphemous, mishatkin or so, we make you silence you. Because the Gemara is going to explain each thing. Somebody was a chazan, he went before the Amud. The Torah, he made a mistake. Yavar Acher Tach, but somebody else should take over his place. Even though normally he's supposed to refuse to be a chazan, at that point, if somebody made a mistake and you have to take him down, so no, the guy who comes in from the bullpen should immediately go up without making any protest. Where does he start? From the beginning of the bracha, where the fellow was the chazan made a mistake. Okay, right? Pinchas B'Shem Rabbi Simon said, why is now to say I can't see for Yagir Rachamecha? Why? Because it's Kikore Tagam in the Sam Shakosh Baruch. It's as if you're calling foul on Hashem's midos. Because what are you saying? You're saying I can't see for Yagir Rachamecha. On a bird's nest, you were magnanimous. But on me, lo yigiu rachamecha. Also, meaning whoever he's davening for, you complain to Hashem. You're nice to the birds. Why are you not nice to me? So it's not a way to speak to Hashem. That's what he's saying. Don't say such things. That's one interpretation. Rabbi Yosi, Rabbi Simon, Hashem, Rabbi Simon says a similar thing, slightly different. It's as if you're giving to Hashem limitations. You're saying, until up to bird's nest, you had Rachmanus. But beyond that, you had no Rachmanus. Is Tanye Tani Al? There's some people who say in the Mishnah that this fellow said, Omer, Al Kansi Boy Yir Rachamecha. These Tani, and some learn in our Mishnah, that he had Gersa Atani at up to Mandamar Al. He says Al Kanzipur, that's Mr. Pilos. That's Mr. Pilos said, oi, that the guy saying Yad Rachmanus on the Kanzipur, but not on me. Mandamar Ad up to Misael Rabiosi, that's Rabiosi said, up till Kanzipur Yad Rachmanus, but not beyond Kanzipur. In other words, up to, but not beyond that.
Can
yes.
So
Rabbi Yossi Barbun says, very interesting thing, that's the next thing, he really addressed your statement. Amar Yossi Barbun, lo avdin tavos. You know why they're not doing a good thing? Sho'esin l'midoitzim shal kodesh baruch hu rachamim. They make Hashem, as soon as we get a minyan done, they make Hashem's mitzvahs into rachamim. And Hashem's mitzvahs are not done necessarily out of rachamim. Because then if you start saying, oh, Hashem gave us mitzvahs in order to be rachmanim, so then you start making cheshbonos. This mitzvah, it's not such rachamim. This mitzvah is rachamim. This mitzvah I like, this mitzvah I don't like. We don't do mitzvahs because they're rachamim. Hashem said to send the way the Kanzipur, fine. We do the mitzvah because Hashem said to send the way the Kanzipur. Don't start making cheshbonos when it's rachmanos and not rachmanos, because then that can lead you not to do the mitzvahs properly. So therefore, we don't want this philosophical concept being mentioned. So the Rambam says, "Lamaisa Hashem is magnanimous. Hashem is rachmanus." But A, we don't know when Hashem's rachmanus manifests itself. Many times Hashem afflicts us out of rachmanus as well. Therefore, people can't relate to this concept. And B, even that which Hashem gave us the mitzvahs of rachmanus is not for Hashem, but rather for us to learn Rachmanis. And we have to realize that it's not because Hashem has Rachmanis so much. Hashem can have his own Cheshbonis of Rachmanis. Hashem gives his mitzvah to teach us how to be Rachmanim. Okay? So it's a subtle difference, and we want you to understand that there's a difference. Oh, okay, right. Says Gemara, Amar Rabbi Yossi Bar Abun, V'ilin de B'targumin, still Rabbi Yossi Radun's statement. Those who translate, the Targum Yonis on the Torah, it has this translation. And Rabbi Yossi Bar Abun is criticizing it. And he says, in Lamaisa, we know Targum Yonis on the Torah is not Targum Yonis on. Because the Gemara Baba Basra says, Yonis on Ben Uziel wrote the Targum on Nach. Not on Chumash. So we don't know the Yonis on and Chumash. It's not Yonis on Ben Uziel. Somebody maybe from that period, but from the period of Tanoi. It's clearly something from the period of the Amoroi. But it was Rabbi Yonis on Ben Uziel. So therefore, here now the Rabbi Yossi Bar Abun criticizes the Ilan Taragmi, those who translate by the mitzvah of Otho Vespino, not the Shech, the mother and son on the same day. They translate, Ami B'nei Yisrael, my nation, the Jews, K'mod Anan Rachman Meshomayim, just like I'm merciful in the heavens, Kach Tevan Rachmin Ba'ara, so teach me merciful on the land. Torso Rechila, a female or male lamb, a goat or a ram, yasa it yaspera, and it's not a goat, torso is an ox or a sheep, yasa it yaspera and its son, lo tichsum mitarvem yom achad, don't shech both of them in the same day, lo avdin tavus, they're not doing a good thing. Again, they make the mitzvahs displays of mercy. And therefore, the minute the mitzvah doesn't look like a display of mercy for somebody, a person is not going to fulfill the mitzvah properly. Okay, that's the one thing in our mission one is not supposed to mention. Why by moidim moidim shakino so? So, the truth is the Yerushalmi doesn't explain it. But the Bible explains it. It's as if you're diving to two different gods. Thanks and thanks. Thanks to God number one and thanks to God number two, which in Babel was a very big problem because of Zoroastrianism, where they believe in two gods, God of good and God of evil. Amar Shmuel Bar Yitzchak, ki socher pidar v'sheker. We have to silence the mouths of those who speak lies. However, that's only if you say modim modim out loud, because then it looks like you're thanking two different gods. But avol biyochid, if you're davening silently, say modim modim, that's okay. Because you're just supplicating Hashem with greater fervor, that's repeating the word. There's no public display and public danger. In that case, it's okay. Says the Gemara. I think we have a meeting in the room. I don't see everybody here. What? Yeah, where are they? Oh, we're all here? Okay, so we'll stop here for tonight because this is a natural stopping point anyway. Okay.